Support for the leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airports, offering seasonal nonstop service to Denver. Outdoor concerts, hiking, and more activities in the Mile High City are one flight away on Frontier Airlines. Close, convenient, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
It's Out of Normal is looking for ideas to rethink a major east-west corridor. That's one of the things you need to know to start your day for Monday, June 5th. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff. Now let's lead off with the Town of Normal exploring how to redesign nearly 2 miles of Vernon Avenue. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker reports.
The 1.85 miles of Vernon in question runs from Buford on the west to Towanda Avenue on the east. Normal Public Works and Engineering Director Ryan Otto says the discussion is timely.
Pavement is nearing the end of its useful life, especially on segments from Grandview over to Towanda and then from Buford over to Linden.
Vernon is currently a 4-lane arterial road, but Otto says it might not stay that way.
The preliminary look at traffic volumes in this area indicates that a road diet of some type could be possible. In other words, we may not need all 4 lanes to accommodate the traffic on Vernon.
Otto says pedestrian users now find the corridor uninviting.
I think there's just a real shift in philosophy. The 4 lanes are difficult to cross. This will just bring it into a modern approach to looking at the roadway from the perspective of all users versus just cars and trucks.
The redesign could lower driving speeds and provide safer pedestrian and bicycle crossings. Otto says changes could include parking, bike lanes, or 3 lanes instead of 4, one of them a turn lane. The town will hold a public briefing and then small group discussions to gather neighborhood input on June 27th in the city council chambers. Otto says the project would be done in phases and could take up to a decade, depending on a variety of factors. For the leadoff, I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7 at City Hall. On the agenda is approval of a $1.9 million contract with Rowe Construction for street resurfacing. Eastview Christian Church has released the much-anticipated report into allegations of misconduct involving former church leaders. An outside lawyer was hired to do the report. And the first installment of property taxes are due today for McLean County property owners. You can find more on those stories at WGLT.org. The $50 billion state budget that lawmakers recently approved provides more money for education, including a new early childhood plan. State Senator Dave Kaler is a Democrat who represents most of Bloomington Normal. Kaler tells reporter Joe Deacon that additional money for higher education and student MAP grants is also long overdue.
I thought it was a very good budget. We ended up having not quite as much money to work with this year because some of the projections in April some of the revenues came in below target. We had to, cut back on some of the budgeting, but all in all, it was a very good budget. It's a balanced budget. It funds our priorities. In particular, we have a lot of new money going towards educational programs. Not only do we fund the evidence-based funding for our K-12 schools, but we put in money for early childhood education. There's $250 million toward the new program called Smart Start Illinois. That was one of the governor's priorities in his budget message. We also funded higher education. First time in many years that we've increased funding towards higher education, which is very important because we know that affordability of higher education is one of the big deterrents for having students come out of high school and pursue a college degrees.
What would your response be to comments from across the aisle that this is just another rubber-stamped excessive Democratic spending package that gives the governor more authority?
I think we hear that every year, so I'm not surprised that's the response from the Republican side of the aisle. I think that in the Senate we really reached out and had good participation from the Senate Republicans. I'm sorry that they chose not to support it, but I think a lot of their priorities were also included in this budget as well. So, I mean, education is an issue that doesn't affect just, blue districts. It affects all districts. So from, the Wisconsin border down to Cairo, this is a good budget.
Do you think this does give the governor more discretionary power or ability to decide where state money goes?
Well, the governor always has you know, a certain amount of discretionary, you know, abilities within any budget. I think that we've outlined these in categories that that he first outlined in his budget address. We changed some of that to fit, I think, what we saw were priorities overall that that matched more, you know, the needs of the state. So I think it's a good budget. We lined out what items we wanted funded at what levels, and I think that's what the people of Illinois expected.
You said you didn't have quite as many resources to work with as originally expected. Are there areas where you wish more could have been done with this budget? What wasn't quite addressed to what you would have liked?
Well, I think that higher education in particular concerns me. I mean, we did increase the budget for higher education, but still higher ed is an area where we have an affordability problem. You know, I think that we're trying to address that through community colleges, you know, in one aspect, and that is that, you know, kids coming out of high school ought to be able to flow into a community college in their area and have it be affordable. Then there's the next level, which is the four-year institutions. You know, I know that ISU, as an example, is one of the state schools that does not have the same amount of equity funding per student as other you know, state-supported schools. So I'd like to see that brought up a bit.
What benefits can you point to in this budget that will help in your district specifically?
Well, I think schools, number one. The school funding, you know, there's two parts of it. One is that we continue with our evidence-based funding, which in particular hits Peoria Public Schools. It hits the Bloomington school system. You know, I think that putting money into early childhood education is always a good investment.
That was State Senator Dave Kaler speaking with Joe Deacon from our sister station, WCBU. In the coming days, you'll also hear from Republican State Senators Tom Bennett and Sally Turner. Before we let you go, Eureka College will host a memorial ceremony marking the anniversary of former President Ronald Reagan's death. Reagan attended Eureka. That's today at 10 in the Peace Garden. And that's it for today. I'm Ryan Denham, and the show was produced by Colin Winkleman. You can subscribe to the Leadoff Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or the NPR app.